Hello, and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking overcoming in praise. You and me, we can be overcomers in praise. You can praise God before, during, and after a miracle. Paul and Silas were beaten and thrown into prison. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, we read that Paul and Silas were beaten and put in prison. Verse 24, the jailer put them into the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. You don't know who you are impacting as you pray and praise God. These people that were there as well were impacted. God still does miracles. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Can you believe for the miraculous in your life? Here, God answered what they had not even asked him for. We don't know. All we know was that they were praying and singing hymns to God. It was almost like in Psalm 23. It says, verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here, Paul and Silas, it's midnight, and they were praying and singing hymns to God at midnight, and they had been put in jail, but they didn't have a trial. They were just... And so it wasn't right. And at that midnight time, they still were praying and singing hymns to God. They had such a understanding of a closeness to God that they would pray, that they would sing praise to God even after they've been beaten, even though they've been put there in the inner cell. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. You know, God needs open vessels to fill. We can create time. We can create space for the presence of the Lord. If we make our homes places of Jesus' presence, praise and worship changes atmosphere. You and me, we can be people of praise. Worshippers at midnight can change lives as the Spirit of God moves. What happened when suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaking to its foundation? All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. The jailer woke up to see the prison doors wide open. He assumed the prisoners had escaped, so he drew his sword. But Paul was like, stop, we're all here. The jailer called for lights and ran to the dungeon and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Verse 31, they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, along with everyone in your household. And they shared the word of the Lord with him and with all who lived in his household. Even at that night, hour of the night, the jailer cared for them and washed their wounds, and he and everyone in his household were immediately baptized. He brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced because they all believed in God. Ah, that's pretty awesome. It says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And today, if you're hearing the message and you're like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, well, that can be you. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And if you turn from whatever and turn to Jesus and give your life to him, if you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Praise God. I'd love to pray a simple prayer if anyone would like to respond to Jesus today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you died and rose again. I'm sorry for mistakes I've made. I turn to you, Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness. I am a Christian, a follower of Jesus. If you prayed that prayer, then that's awesome. Angels rejoice in heaven when one person turns to Jesus. That's awesome. And I also want to pray for anyone that would like, just feeling a calling on their life to be a worshipper and a praiser, and believing to overcome in praise and to have miracles. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we can overcome in praise, even in the midnight, even in the difficult times. Praise you, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, for the miraculous to happen, Lord, as we praise and worship you, Lord. That you follow us, your mercy and your goodness follows us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll bless you. Thanks for listening.